And if you don't want to watch the Oscars on Sunday, there is an alternative. The All Deaf Movie Awards will be broadcast on the Fusion cable network on Sunday night. It's taping tonight. Its nominees include African-American actors from movies like Chirac and Beasts of No Nation, which did not get Oscar acting nominations. The show's producer, Russell Simmons, describes it as a fun way to celebrate diversity and people who may not otherwise be recognized. CNN's Maggie Lake joins us from New York with more on this. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Jeremy.
And this comes after the second year in a row of all-white acting nominations at the Oscars. A number of prominent celebrities, as we've been talking about, are boycotting. Enter Russell Simmons and his alternative award show. You interviewed him about that and what he thinks would improve diversity at the Oscars. Here's what he said.
It's beholden on the senior people, the people who run the studios, to look for people who are cultural and have insight and could make their company more successful.
Make their company more successful. You can hear that business magnate Simmons framing this as a business issue.
Yeah, that's right. And he's right, too. I mean, listen, Hollywood's in the business of making movies that want to appeal to the broadest audience possible, right? And Simmons makes the point that if you look at music and the mainstream popularity of hip-hop, rap, if you look at television and the success of Shonda Rhimes and her series, like Scandal, the idea that black films are somehow niche, it seems kind of absurd, right? He's saying they're missing the point, and the only way they're going to change that dynamic is if you put people of color and diversity, women, in positions of power behind the scenes. And, you know what's really interesting, Jeremy? He said to me, you know, I'm an insider, but for all my time, I have never met an African-American who can green light a project. And that really speaks volumes, I think.
Well, what about the idea that ABC is broadcasting the Oscars and that Fusion, which is owned in part by ABC, is going to air this other version?
Yeah, it gets complicated, right? Listen, I mean, at this point, embracing or co-opting the controversy, it's not the first time we will have seen that, right? But, I mean, but this is not a bold move by a broadcaster. This is a project that came to life because of the freedom allowed by digital platforms. And this is where I think it gets really interesting. So Simmons created All Deaf Digital because he told me he got tired of waiting for executives, any executives, to greenlight projects. And so in this way, he was able to just say, oh, look at this controversy, right? I'm going to do it. Let's do it. Let's have an award show. And then they ended up, it got so much traction that Fusion made an offer. And he had competing bids for it as well. And in his mind, this is, I think, fascinating, that the rise of digital may be the thing that actually not only disrupts the media landscape, but can help pull down barriers. I mean, he said, if you're a young black, Asian, Latino woman out there in this industry, you should rejoice at the micro budget opportunities that are available to you on digital. You don't have to wait for the industry to change. That is a powerful force that I think the industry is going to have to reckon with, and very, very, very interesting.
Is he likely to get any traction out of this award show, do you think? A lot of people are going to be watching?
I mean, listen, Simmons already is established. I think this is only going to help his credentials. What I think is going to be interesting is does this give young people even more reason to turn away from traditional and not wait for the stuff they want to see? Because once you go there, once you go digital and watch that, are you going to watch the Oscars again? Are you going to watch them at the same time? Maybe. I don't know. But, you know, maybe you'll just turn to that digital show next time and not even bother turning on the Oscars.
Yeah,
I think that if you're ABC, that's what you got to worry about.
If it's not a tradition for you, then
yes.
It's not a tradition for you. Maggie Lake of CNN, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jeremy.